Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's everybody out there doing tonight? Today is May 1st, 2013, going on 10 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, and I am the owner and creator of Taking the Athletes Respectfully. Today I'm interviewing a great friend of mine, Richard Jones from Houston, Texas, ex-Texas Tech alumni. Please wait and listen.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hitty. Yeah, first shot, come start walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Someone who's winning like Rocky, got me for the game. No, y'all can't copy. Yes, glad. We're walking in this here. It's a party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all. Like, grown music. I set my skin and put my bones into everything I record. Do it, and yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money. Stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that in the past and torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-D, just hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the portrait busting. Halfway across that city with the back, back, labels out here and now they can't tell me nothing. We can ask to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here and now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Like I can't thank you, yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go front, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me, go hard like I gotta eat up within my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like you gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We bar, wanna go off a girl, toast to goodbye. I got a world to see, my girl, she wanna see Rome. These don't make you a believer now, and every winner for a throne. That validation comes, so giving it back to people now. Sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching
at the center. This is the moment, tonight is the night. Little by little it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. This is the moment, tonight is the night. Little by little it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Of Richard Jones. This guy right here is
This guy right here is a true meaning, I want to say, of being persistent and consistent. I mean, this guy, I've seen this guy, I practiced with this guy on the field. I've seen this dude go through different trials and tribulations. But most importantly, I've seen this guy, I've witnessed this man as he grown to have a, have you ever heard that saying of somebody who has their head on their shoulders? That situation right there. This guy right here, I've seen him grow as a person. You know, not only as an athlete, but as a person. Grow into a tremendous individual and an influential citizen contributing to the community. So everybody right now from Houston, Texas, give everybody a shout-out to Richard Jones. Richard Jones, you there, man? How's it going?
Yeah, what it do, Pete?
Oh, man, ain't nothing much, man. Go ahead and let people know where you from, what you stand for.
Yeah, man, Richard Jones, a.k.a. Big Rich. You know what I'm saying? From Houston, Texas, man. Played football, high school ball at Lamarck, Texas, with the Q. Played at Tech 4 years from 06 to 2009. You know what I'm saying? I played a little ball in Canada for a year. And this past year, I just played ball in Tampa for Derrick Brooks' Tampa Bay Storm team, the arena team up there in Tampa.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. In Tampa, when you supposed to take off camp for that?
Actually, I played last year, man, and honestly, I left at the end towards the end of the season, man, just cause I started pursuing my music.
Oh, okay, man. Hey, I can feel that, man. You know, just start following your heart. You know what I mean? Hey,
yeah.
So tell us a little briefly about, you know, what was your mindset? You know, Where were you at before this Richard that we know now? You know, before, you know, the marriage life, you know, before you decided to get on the walk with God, man, you know, I just want to, you know, there's some people coming up just like you, you know, or maybe even worse. You know, so what was your mindset before the change? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
what was your mindset? What happened before the change?
Man, honestly, man, it's like, football basically saved my life, man, because when I was in high school, man, I started playing football in high school. And my freshman year of high school, man, I just realized, man, football was something I loved. And it got taken away from me, man, you know, because of my grades. You know what I'm saying? And by, at that time, also, people would tell me, you know, you wouldn't be nothing, you wouldn't amount to nothing, you wouldn't be sorry, just like your dad, you know, stuff like that. But once I started playing football, man, it was just like, man, like I can make it out of the hood, you know, I can be somebody, I can go to college. You know, I can be the first person in my family to go to college. I can be the first person in my family to graduate high school, man. And so just basically when I fell off the team, that opened up my eyes, man. I was just like, okay, if I want to make it, then I need to get my mind right. I need to focus on these grades. I need to get my act together and stay out of trouble, man. And I did that, you know what I'm saying? And it got me a couple of scholarships, and I chose to go to Tech. But once I got to Tech, man, it's like that mindset had changed again. You know what I'm saying? Because I got started getting into trouble and stuff, man. You know, that whole situation, the whole change before my life, even everything that happened that basically changed my life. You know what I'm saying? I was on the party scene and drinking, smoking, and you know, doing all that nonsense, man, and just fighting and carrying guns and all that stuff, man. And you know, that one night, man, I just got into some trouble, man, and that's when God opened up my eyes, man. Lost my starting spot. God was like, everything was going downhill, man. And God give it, then he take it away, right, man? And he took it away from me for a little bit. He scared me and got my mind right, dog. And it was uphill since, man. Once I gave my life to him, I stopped idolizing football. You know what I'm saying? And I put hands. And once I did that, man, it was just like, all right, you got your priorities straight. Seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything else you need, he'll take care of it, you know what I'm saying? It's his word. So.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, hey, I can feel that, man. I can say 150%. Because, you know, I work out nowadays, you know, I go out and run me a few miles, and I think my mind just goes racing on individuals. Well, I don't even want to put categorize us humans as individuals, but I just want to say us as people, preferably black men, we give football so much power, and it's crazy how you just say you stop idolizing football, which meaning you know, you realize that you were still somebody without that sport in your life, which means you continue to grow. And so that is just crazy how you say that, saying that you stop idolizing football and you put God first in your life and you become to become the growth, because after you put God in your life, things just kind of take care of its own. You know, so, man, I commend you for that, man, because I really feel like us, like minorities, and I say minorities, projectively black men, we come from these neighborhoods not really knowing, you know, what's really out there in the world. And before we get, like, all big time in sports and people know that we're going to get scholarship, whatnot, before that, like our family, they see us as just as everyone else. They're saying we're going to be just like our father, maybe our uncle, saying we're not going to do this, we're going to do that, going to get in trouble, until they realize, hey, this guy has a potential. And then that's when they want to be positive and all that. But in our head, we think, and we give in, it's maybe because of this sport. So I'm not nothing without this sport. So then when that sport is taken away from us, and that's when we tend to go down the wrong paths and do all that things, man. So, man, I commend you for that. So, Big Rich, I want to know, like, while you was in school, man, what's one thing would you tell that freshman just getting out of high school right now? You know, because this is May, and, you know, I can remember my last May in high school. What would you tell somebody right now that's about to go play college sports, coming straight out of high school, going straight into college, about to go play D1, maybe JUCO, you know, or Division 2, Division 3. What would you tell that kid, that high school cat coming out of high school, going into his first freshman year of college? What would be your advice right now?
Focus and no distractions. Like all that party and all that stuff, and wait, man, don't, man. Now, that's the biggest distraction out there, man, and that can, man, just stay away from that scene, man, and just focus on getting your books and giving all you got to the football team, man. That's really it.
I hear you, man, because it's always going to be there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's always going to be there. So y'all heard that, man. If y'all senior year in high school, y'all getting ready to go play collegiate sports, don't matter what level, D1, JUCO, D2, D3, it don't matter. You know, just that party scene is going to be there. You're going to be the Snoop Dogg say, the life of the party. That's the old school. I don't know if the new school cats going. I don't even know if they ever heard of that song, but I'm the life of the party everywhere I go. Hey, but, hey, that part can wait. You know what I'm saying? You heard it from Big Rich himself. Hey, and I, Big Rich, so that's what you would tell them coming into college. So what would you tell these cats that's getting ready for that last season going into collegiate sports?
Give it all you got, man, because make sure you have no regrets, none whatsoever. Give it 110% everything, man, because once that clock hits zero on your last game, oh man, you know how I felt, Pete.
Yeah, you're right. It's over.
No regrets, man. Make sure you have no regrets. Give it all you got, man. Like, don't, no complaining, no arguing, no nothing, man. You got to hit them weights. Get up at 5 in the morning and go hit them weights, man. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it. I guarantee you that.
Hey, I know that's right, man. I read somewhere, man, I want to say it was this week, I read somewhere where they say the only workout that you will regret is the only workout that you missed.
Yep.
Mm. How true is that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really don't get no realer than that. I mean, because, you know, we both put in the same amount of time and all that, and we go do some workouts and whoop-de-whoop. I can go on and on. You know what I'm saying? But there was also some guys that was just like, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and miss, because they was too busy worried about, you know, they wasn't focused and ended up, you know, not, you know, missing the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys that's going into your senior year in the sports, you know, whether if it's your sophomore year, if you feel like you're going to go on and play professional football or baseball or basketball or whatever your choice of your liking or your sport is, you know, you got to give it all you got, especially if you're a senior. If you're a senior and it's your last point of game, yeah, last shot, last merry-go-round. You know what I'm saying? So Big Rich, man, hey, man, I know, and for you guys who's not here in Lubbock or maybe be all around the world or whatnot, man, this guy Richard, man, this guy really has game as far as, man, this dude he can rap. You know what I mean? Whenever he was playing football, you know, I noticed him, you know, on the mic. You know, me and him, we did a few freestyles together and whatnot. But this guy, you can tell, was driven. He came out with CDs, made his own covers. He was always hustling on the side of football. That's one thing that I've always noticed and stood out. So tonight he had a show down here in Lubbock, Texas. And then, where was it at? It was called the Dream Center.
Yeah, the Dream Center.
And, man, he had it was protectively for the youth, and he had the youth in there rocking. I mean, rocking. So what I'm trying to say is, man, this guy was not only was he passionate about football, but he also had another passion, of which is getting on the microphone. And it wasn't until he went to Tampa Bay and was like, you know what? This football really ain't working out, or it's just not giving the same fulfillment as the music was. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Rich. The football wasn't giving him the same, you know, feeling as the music was. So he was just, I guess, I'll take it, man. It was just a feeling that you decided to take it and run with. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just take it and run with it, and you put your faith in God, put God number one, and it was just like, you know, use me, and you let that be your guideline, right?
Yep.
And seeing from the night, man, from what happened this evening, you, J Long, you, your whole camp, your gospel camp, man. You guys are on to something great, man. I wish you guys nothing but the grace. Keep pushing the word out. You know, like I told you before, I started out sitting down, and I had to stand up, you know, just so I can keep it rocking. And man, I got some music of yours. I chose not to put it on today, and I'm gonna change it for next week. And I'm just going to play straight Richard Jones music, straight gospel music, just because today I want people to focus on you, who you are as a person, where you come from, and how much you decided to grow. But I don't want it to end on this. I don't want it to end after tonight's show. I want to carry you and your voice with me through my whole journey as well. You know what I'm saying, Big Rich?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, man, I'm going to go ahead and cut into a few more songs. I'm going to take a quick break. You guys go ahead and relax, sit on your butt and relax your feet as I go into a couple song break, and I'll be right back with you shortly.
Come on, baby, and drop it. Scrub the floor and just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I'm beat the way that you rockin' with that bang bang. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang bang and pop it while the club crowd is just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast because I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, you might have just broke the law.
Work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Hey, said a hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we making moves. The only thing we know how to do. That is the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
Press to that
fat looking plush. Ladies can't get enough. Got a fitness on looking buff. And all my people with my trust. Holding down for my sisters. They asking you, I'm not guilty. Only thing that I'm guilty of is making you rock with me. Work it out. Got a game of cash and throw it all on the ball.
Work it out.
And it's going fast and I feel like a superstar.
Work it out.
And you may not have it, they might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
Show turn to grab it, now make the whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Hey, that our hustle's work is never through. We're making it cause we're making more. The only thing we know how to do. That is the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Hey, that our hustle's work is never through. We're making it cause we're making more. The only thing we know how to do. That's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
I feel so close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart upon my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Right now.
feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. Hey. Man, I love that song right there, man. I love it. I love it. I feel so close to you right now. Well, hey, back at you once again. Peter Richardson. Who I have on the other line is Big Rich. Say what's up, Big Rich.
What it do, Mike?
That's what's up, man. Hey, well, I have one question that I want to ask you before I let you go off and attend to your beautiful wife, man. I have one question that I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. I ask everybody who comes on to my show. All right, man. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? 5 years. Where is Big Rich going to be at, man?
Honestly, man, I can't even answer that. Like, I can't even give you, like, a legit answer because, man, the Lord, dog, he directs my steps, man, and wherever he want me to go, that's where I'm going to be.
Hey, I can't do nothing but respect that, big homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, because if it, I mean, the word say, man, say we make our own plans, man. We may roll the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall, so. It don't matter where I want to be. He is where he want me to be.
I know that's right.
I won't be successful if I ain't where he want me to be.
Hey, man, I can feel that. I can feel that, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? It's no matter where you want to be, it's where you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? Which means on his will. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, man, hey, man, I can feel that, man. Well, hey, I just want to tell you, appreciate you for coming on to my show. You know, don't forget about the Room of Champions conference that's going down at 6 o'clock on May 25th. You know, the spot is open for you if you want to perform, if you're able to, if you're not going to be too busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, already.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, once again, I want to say thanks. Man, I'm sure the people enjoyed what you had to say on the show. And tell your wife and everything and your dog, good night. And you guys rest peacefully. You guys have a great day tomorrow. You know what I'm saying, Big Rich?
Already, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. Most good luck to you. And you guys have a great night. All right, man.
All right, you too.
Cool. Hey, yeah, man. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody. That was Richard Jones, man. This guy's really, he's an awesome man, man. He's turning into be an awesome guy. I can just imagine when he starts to have kids, them kids are going, their head is going to be right. Hey, what you call, I want to, some people might look at me a little sideways. It's what you call educated gangsters. Somebody, you know, somebody's going to be educated, but not somewhat soft, but firm at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that's how I want my kids to grow up. My kids are going to be the smartest people in the room, but also you ain't going to want to mess with them. Not saying that I'm going to treat them to bite or nothing like that, because that's not where I'm trying to go with that. But what I mean is somebody could put on the football helmet on some cleats and get into work. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, go in a classroom and raise up their hand and participate. But, hey, that's what I want to leave you guys with tonight. And, of course, I got to let you guys hear my theme song before I let you go for the rest of the night. But at the same time, don't forget about my Room of Champions conference coming up May 25th, 2013, which is going to be located at the Praise Center on 34th and Avenue A. And let me repeat that. The Room of Champions, 34th and Avenue A at 6 p.m. Presented by Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed my show. You guys have a great night. Meet me next week, Tuesday, at 10 p.m. Same short day, same short time. You know what I'm saying? So thank you guys once tonight. I hope you guys enjoying this Rihanna and Nicki Minaj. And see you next week.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to drive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to fly. Maybe that.